Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Say once again, Om Shanti.
आज एक तो शुक्रवार है.
Today is Friday.
सभी के दिलों में क्या है?
So what is in the heart of each one? Today Baba is coming.
दुनिया वाले जिसको पुकारती है.
The one who has been called by the world, that our Baba comes to meet us.
Itna pyar,
so much of love,
but itna regard,
and then so much of regard.
But Baba ke saath bahut pyar hai.
Because there are the children, they have lot of love for the father. And when they become old, they have regard for the father. This is that father who makes you so worthy. From what you were and what you have become. Today Papa has said, you should have a photograph of your passport. That what is Baba making you from what you were. Now we have forgotten what we were before. If there's anyone who has a photograph, tear that of what you were previously before coming to Baba. One day Baba gave us the hint. Mama had gone to meet someone. That locket, mother, father, children, that photograph was hung in somebody's house. And then Mama said, in this yogi life, these photographs, they interfere. One should remember that this one is the mother, father, and these are the children. And that is why we should have this longing that we are that hum so, those children who belong to the father akalpako. We are those children who belong to the father akalpako. Those children who are going to get a high status. The ones who become the king of kings, and we are now learning Rajyog. We are students. We are learning, and that is why we are students. Baba remembers the barristry department. He remembers the court, that one, there's a student of law and he wants to know how he has to study, how he should become a barrister, how he should go to the court. Some who doesn't, well, he spends thousands, hundreds and thousands of rupees and he doesn't pass his exam. And then, even though he studied, even then he doesn't get to see what is the court. He's not able to earn any income. And for us, this is the nice thing. As soon as we start studying, we become extremely fond of earning the income. And from the very beginning, Baba has taught us that we study in the class, but all day long then we are karma yogis and we earn the income. Right now we are learning the yoga. Yesterday Dadi Gulzar was mentioning karma yogi. As we are doing any action, any work, we may be doing a job, we may be doing center service, whatever work we are doing, we are yogis in that. This, but in the morning we have studied this teaching. Because we are yogi, why are we having a yoga? Because we are going to get the deity status. So day and night, let us look at ourselves, let us not see what the others are doing. But we should cooperate, and being karma yogis, we cooperate with other souls in effort making. So in a class, if we sit alone, we're alone. But then, when there's a gathering of 10,000, at that time the awareness should be that I, the soul, am alone, sitting in front of the Father, and Baba is personally teaching me. So today Baba has said, even those who are sitting in front, they may not be studying well, even though they are sitting in front, but there may be those sitting at the back, behind, they may be studying well. So one has to check oneself and see what is my attention on this study. Now, knowledge says that pay attention to your study, and yoga says do not pay attention to any other thing, just have your attention focused on the Supreme Soul. Keep him in front of you. So you have the introduction, don't you? You know that who is he, how he is, and he is mine. He is not just like this or like that, he is mine. In the remembrance also, he is mine. First we got the introduction as to who is he, how is he. We didn't know about it previously. The soul was stumbling. One didn't know that the Supreme is soul. How is he? What is he? But the minute we came to know that how he is and what he is, then that pull came from the soul. And one, otherwise it was difficult to get detached from the old world, from this body and through the bodily relationships. This soul, which was so entangled with the body and the bodily relations, it gets detached. But how? One wanted to, but how to detach? That one's attraction is such. In that one Supreme Soul, there is so much of attraction, because he stays up above, beyond all these things. He doesn't take time to pull you towards himself. He pulls you, and then whatever belongs to this world remains here, and we go over there. And this is really the best death that we face. Otherwise, we leave the body. Where will the soul go? It is a karmic bondage. There's an account. It finishes an account on one side and starts on the other side. But now we have received that understanding. No, it isn't that we should finish account on one side and start another account on the other side. No, no. We don't want this. The soul should get free. And even whilst living, this should be the experience that I'm absolutely free. Just as those people of the world, when somebody dies or leaves the body, they see there is the atmosphere of sorrow. So somebody dies, somebody leaves the body, then they say, how has he left the body? Look at their faces, how much of anguish there is on their face. But here, when we leave the body, we are happy ourselves, and those who look at us, the others also pleased. You saw how Dadiji acted yesterday. I told Dadi, will you please act again like that? Everybody was so happy to see this. We are smiling. You heard about Rupa Sant. Such should be the fragrance of yoga. Such should be the knowledge. This is such a spring season. It's not just that one goes on speaking words, but it should be finished and that's it. And then she conducted such a silence, we were laughing that we couldn't even control ourselves. And then Dadiji, she conducted such a silence, such a yoga, that suddenly everybody was so quiet. And we were sitting so quietly on the table. So, my shoulder, my shoulder was still shaking with laughter, but then they reminded me and said, look, Dadi is giving you drishti, and I became aware. So much of silence was experienced, and when I when I went to say good night to her in Shantivan, that time also I experienced this real effort making, this power of that effort making, which is being experienced in a practical form. As much as we go into silence internally, going into silence deeply, this is also something which Baba has said, that as much as silence wins, overcomes size, see how those who belong to the size path or scientific path, they don't leave their work, they continue to manufacture bombs for destruction. But those who are in silence, Baba has given them this work, that through peace, through silence, you are the ones who are taking the kingdom of the whole world. Remain silent, in silence, peaceful. Strike the arrow of silence or peace, so that anybody may be sitting anywhere, that arrow should strike. So this service is still to be done. Sister Mohini, you Trimurti are staying there. Please take this duty also. Let each one become Trimurti and take this responsibility, this duty. Indicate to each other with just a hint, be such an embodiment of remembrance, be such an embodiment, then that is the image of being equal to the Father, that form of the Father. So first to make the effort alone, and then draw the attention of each other, of Trimurti, and guide each other. So remember Trimurti Shiva. So remember Trimurti Shiva and become the image yourself. Previously we had a group of 6 or 7. To draw the attention of each other on the points. No other thing. Sometimes groups are made and they just talk irrelevant things, wasteful things. Baba used to give them another name, but I won't mention what was that name. Baba would say, don't, and these are the wasteful group, don't ever go and mix with them, those, the ones who keep on gossiping. They just make their own toli. Toli also means a group. So don't go get into that gang or that group which just wastes. So Baba has now said, just as Baba has given us such hints, you cannot do like this and become ordinary and mix with the gossip mongers, but that kind of group, that kind of gang. Child, you cannot do like this. Child, no, you cannot do like this. So, Baba draws our attention in such a way. So, first of all, I should pay attention as to how is my effort making individually, and then when I look at the company by catching the hints of Baba, and then how we should raise in our effort making, do not compare but raise in virtues in the effort making. Let each one moves with one's own feet. Each one makes effort with one's own feet, with one's own intellect, but to cooperate with each other. This is our godly love. And this godly love, very few know about the importance of this. So what Dadi Gulzar was saying. So just as Baba, in the same way, Baba's family is also so great. I was listening to Dadi Gulzar's class. I was catching that. If Baba is good, and why is the family not good? Of course, it will be good as well. So if within the family I do not like anyone, it means that I do not like Baba as well. Once, I'll take 2 minutes more of your time.
Once,
I used to make toli with great love and bring it to Baba over here, or whether it was in Mumbai, and Baba liked the papar, and I used to make 25 papars every day. It was just as we make chapati, so thin, wafer-like. Baba used to say that his teeth should not be used, it should just melt in his mouth. So I used to go to Baba with 25 papars. Then he would say that if I want to eat a papar, I will eat this papar. If I wanted to eat toli, then I have to eat this toli. Then towards the end, Baba was advised that he should not take sweet things, and we had to take fruit. So then Baba said, "Where is my toli?" When she went to visit him, he said, "What? You didn't bring toli?" He looked at me with such eyes. He says, "I am the father of the children, and after that I never made an ordinary toli. I am Baba of the children. You must make." He used to sit in the history hall and he used to eat over there. Then he would get sweet rice made. He would take, he would receive it, but eat only very little. He used to be cautious. Roop Basan. He used to just indicate with his eyes, "This is something that you cannot do." So those who are able to catch these hints, those who are able to understand, they are the ones who pay attention to get the high status. Baba never liked this sound. He would say, "This is talkative. This one is talkative. Remove this one. How? This one talks too much. Away with her." He used to give such titles. Call that child, the one who's standing. And sometimes he would say, "Remove this one." So then, the question arises as to who are we? The ones who remain so peaceful, it's not as though that we never did it, how did it happen, it was always done and we did it together. So Madhuban, as much as you wish to learn, as much as attention you want to give, there is the power of the gathering, there is the atmosphere of Madhuban. Those who want to learn, their attention is, it is as though that those who pick up the defects, I won't give them the name, but there are those also who pick up the virtues. So one are crows and the others are holy swans. How are the eyes of the crow? And see how are the eyes of the swan. The swan is introspective. There is no sound coming from that one. Whatever is useful for that one, it takes that. And what is not useful, it leaves that. So as much as you can stay in Madhuban and remain beyond sound, as much as practice you can do, the power of that intoxication of that will take you far. It will be of great use to you. Then to clarify this, how we have to pay attention in our effort making, that nothing internally, there should be no such feeling of any time that there's a complaint through sound. It should not be there. Nothing. for which Baba said, have the power of tolerance to remain contented. This is the sign of becoming the embodiment of that image.